God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die.
Clarendon County occupies an area of rolling fields and woodland southeast of Columbia, South Carolina's capital. In the late 1940s, the population of the county was 70% black. Under the separate but equal education system, the school board spent $179 on each white child and $46 on each black child. Again, Billy Fleming.
You would find it hard to believe the conditions that black children faced in public schools of Clarendon County. They took the money that was needed for white education, provided brick buildings, school bus transportation, the best teachers, cafeterias, and everything that they needed to run a school system for whites. Then they took what was left and operated a system of public schools for black people.
Organizer Eugene Montgomery.
I very clearly remember some six-year-old twins who had to walk to school 8 miles one way, and the bus with the white children passed right by them 5 days a week.
Maddie Delane.
That made us feel very badly because we had to walk. Didn't matter what kind of weather it was, we had to walk to and from school.
In the black schools, there were very few seats. I remember one that had 2x8 for seats, and it was propped up by 2 55-gallon cans.
Throughout the county, church groups, Masonic organizations, other neighborhoods would have to get together and build schools for their children. And I wish that it were possible for you to have seen the quality of these buildings.
The children had to do the cleaning. The boys had the fire to take care of, the heating of the building, and the girls had to do the cleaning.
In many instances, parents had to go to lumber mills and get curl lumber, get handouts and lumber that was so badly warped that they couldn't sell, take this lumber and build buildings to use as schoolhouses. In many instances, Masonic lodges had to be used, churches had to be used. The state provided no bricks and mortar for black children whatsoever.